Great. Well, thank you so much for taking the time and being a part of our Women of Influence feature. We figured we'd reach out to Garrison Petawawa because we know there's all kinds of influential women that work there, and your name came up, and we're happy to be able to talk to you.
No, thanks for having me.
No problem. So, I guess my first question would be for anybody who doesn't know you, what can you tell me about yourself?
Okay. Well, I joined the military when I was 18 years old. I'm from Kingston, Ontario. I have four sisters. I don't know. I'm a communication electronics engineer with the military. I went to RMC, so the Royal Military College of Canada, to get my degree in chemical engineering. And yeah.
So what made you want to join the military?
So, well, growing up, my father's parents, so his dad was in the military and his mom was a seamstress working at RMC. But nothing ever really crossed my mind of joining the military until my younger sister joined as a reservist in Kingston, Ontario. And around that time when she joined, I was being recruited to play on the RMC women's basketball team. So that's basically ultimately how I decided to join the Canadian Armed Forces. And I joined as an intelligence operator about 8 years ago.
And I see that you are pretty active in the sporting community with the military as well. What can you tell me about the your time playing with the Military Cup?
Yeah, so that was a great experience. So I participated in the World Military Cup held in Germany as a member of the Canadian Armed Forces CISM women's basketball team. So it's International Military Sports Council. That's what CISM stands for. But I played with many women across all of Canada, and we got to compete against Germany, France, Brazil, China, all of their military teams. My sister was also part of the team, so that was a great experience for me. But yeah, it was great just to see all these women, all these influential women all around me in participating in sports. It was a great experience.
And is it just basketball that you play, or do you play all kinds of different sports?
I play many sports. While I was at RMC, I played on the rugby women's team my first year. I got recruited to RMC to play basketball, but the year that I went, the basketball team got cut from the entire university. So I ended up playing rugby my first year. Then I played soccer my second year on the varsity team. And then my third year, I played on the women's volleyball team.
So
So
definitely pretty
it's pretty
active.
crazy. Yeah. And here I play on the intramural volleyball team. So
So how did you end up from Kingston coming to Petawawa?
it's been a long road. So I went to Kingston. I lived in Kingston my whole entire life, and then I went to RMC in Kingston. Then I was posted to Greenwood, Nova Scotia. Where I went there just to see what my trade was doing before I got officially trade trained and back in Kingston again. So then I arrived in Kingston, did my trade training. Then I was posted to Ottawa to 764 Comm Squadron, where I was a message troop commander for the communication center, the National Communication Center. And then I came to Petawawa. So that was all within 3 years because I graduated RMC in 2017.
So that's a lot of moving in quite a short amount of time.
Yeah, it's been a lot of moving.
So I guess what can you tell me about your current role as the operations officer for CDSG Signal Squadron?
So I actually just moved to this position in June. Prior to this position, I was the Alpha Troop Commander for the unit. But now in my role, I'm responsible for assisting my commander, my commanding officer in planning the orders and coordinating the efforts of multiple units across the base.
And for people that aren't military oriented, what exactly does the Signal Squadron do?
Signal Squadron basically. Can we pause this one for a
Yeah,
second?
not a problem. It's all pre-recorded anyway, so.
Okay, perfect. Now I just have to gather myself. Okay, I'm good to go.
Yeah, so I guess what would you say that Signal Squadron does for people that aren't familiar with the military?
So Signal Squadron, so there's many different realms and sections of Signal Squadron. So we have a service management center, which does first line support all across base, and all of Northern Ontario as well. We're part of, we have members in Toronto as well. We do first and second line communications support and provide services to basically the brigade and Northern Ontario here in Petawawa, and then our counterpart in Toronto provides it to the area surrounding Toronto and London.
So I know we talked a little bit about sports and your involvement in sports. So what are some of the things that you enjoy doing when you're not working?
When I'm not working, well, my husband and I bought our first home last summer, so last August, and we completely renovated the whole thing. So I love doing carpentry. I'm not trained in it or anything, but we completely redid our house. I love designing, and yeah, I love doing house renovations and things like that, DIYs.
It's nice to see the before and after when you do a big project like that too, and kind of seeing everything come together, and you're like, wow, my vision, it looks so great. So,
exactly. So our house looks like a total different house, and we have neighbors coming down the street and being like, wow, I didn't even recognize your house.
No, so. That's awesome. So I guess what message would you have to give to some other people or other women who are considering going into a similar line of work or similar career path that you've chosen?
So I would say, don't be afraid of what you don't know. So don't be nervous. And when you work hard and you're in the position that you worked hard to be in, remember that you deserve to be there.
That's a great message to share. And I guess my last question would be, what are some of your biggest accomplishments?
Biggest accomplishments. So one, which we've already spoke a bit, was representing Canada with the Canadian Armed Forces women's basketball team in Germany. And then I would say my RMC degree in chemical engineering, that was a lot of hard work, and graduating my communication electronics engineer officer course.
Oh, it's definitely some pretty big accomplishments, and congratulations on everything that you've done. So that's truly amazing. And that covers all the questions I had. Anything else that you would like to add or share or touch on?
No, I think that's it.
Well, thank you again so much for taking the time to chat today, and you enjoy the rest of your day.
Oh, no, thank you. It's been an honor.